Let me just officially welcome you to our first Jacob's Ladder of this particular school year. And I haven't really, there's even some people here that I haven't got around to meet just yet. I know we actually have some visiting ministers from other congregations, and you're just so incredibly welcome, and we're so glad that you're here. I want to begin tonight by telling you just a little bit about who I am and how Jacob's Ladder came to be. When I grew up in South Oklahoma City, my dad was the preaching minister of the Draper Park Christian Church all the time that I was growing up. I'm a Southeast Spartan graduate, 1981. Yeah, yay Southeast. The only school in Oklahoma City to die and come back to life. So, I mean, that's got to be good. It's prophetic, yeah. And grew up in a Christian home, knew at some point in high school that I was going to end up going into ministry. And when I felt that when after graduating from Southeast, when it was time to do that, I decided to go to Cincinnati Bible College. I tell people that I drove past 10 perfectly good Bible colleges because you go where the Lord wants you to go. And he wanted me to go to Cincinnati for multiple reasons. And following, I guess it was in my senior year, I began ministering in a little town in Liberty, Indiana, about an hour north of Cincinnati. And I really believed at that time that I had my life all planned out. I was going to go do youth ministry for the minimum obligatory number of years. I love youth ministry. I always have. But I figured I'd be in youth ministry for anywhere from 5 to 10 years. I'd get married. I'd have a wife and 3.2 kids. And I'd eventually end up in a pulpit somewhere. None of that turned out the way I thought it was going to be. I spent 5.5 years as the part-time youth minister and then 3 years at that same church as their full-time preaching minister, and never did find a wife. And never actually had a dog either. But anyway, well, I had one, but he died, but that's another story. That's why you should always stick to your notes. Anyway, I have to be honest, though, that I was there for 8.5 years, and then in 1990, I went to Israel on my first tour, and it radically changed my life. And I'm not going to go into a lot of great detail about that other than to tell you this, that it changed the way I looked at Scripture. It forced me to go back and look at the prophetic nature of God's Word and to go back and to see that Word through the eyes of the people, the culture, the language, and the context through which God's revelation came, which was 100% Hebrew. Even the New Testament is a Hebrew book. A Hebrew book written in Greek. And when I began to study the Scriptures from that vantage point, I am not exaggerating when I tell you that the Bible came to life for me like, you know, it had never done before. Back in, anyway, in 1993, I left the located ministry and I started Maranatha Evangelistic Ministries, basically to go out in churches and teach people about Bible prophecy, to lead tours to Israel. But really, what I thought I was beginning a ministry, God was really just beginning an education. Because over the next 7 or 8 years, God really began to connect me to the Hebrew roots of the Word and to our faith, and just really radically changed my understanding of Scripture.